Hello, my name is Kevin Jaskowiak, and this is Two Guys Talking AI. I am joined again by my good friend and CEO of Unisense, Bharat Vijay. How are you doing today, Bharat?
Hey, Kevin. Doing good. It was really good to kind of see how many questions came up on the jobs, AI and jobs last week. So thank you for facilitating this conversation again.
Well, absolutely. It's it's interesting how the fashion one got a lot of feedback, but of course the jobs one got a lot of feedback. And to piggyback on that, I've received some information, some data points, and I did a little research myself. And what I want to do today is I'm going to start by throwing off some stats. And the stats are, again, they're scary. One thing that you and I have done is we've tried to make this not doom and gloom, which we still don't believe it is. But, we're also realistic and we're honest. And so what I want to do is I want to start off with three stats. And this one kind of blew a little investment bank called Goldman Sachs. They predicted 300 million full-time jobs will be replaced by AI. I thought that one was big. Another one that, according to MIT, AI will replace as many as 2 million manufacturing jobs by 2025. And then the other one, which I thought was shocking, was two-thirds of the jobs in the U.S. and Europe are exposed to some level of AI automation. And around a quarter of all jobs could be performed by AI completely. So, when I saw these stats, the cloud opened up, it's pouring rain. This is the end of society as we know it. Computers are going to run the world. But I still don't believe it. And so, Bharat, what's your view of these huge numbers? I mean, these aren't 1%, 2%. These are 300 million full-time jobs. And how would you define that? So as a broad number, it's scary, but how would you break that down to make everybody listening, and also, for me, to understand really what that means?
Yeah, I think, Kevin, this it's a question that's kind of close to the heart for everybody, right? Because for the first time, you have a machine that can really mimic human intelligence. So just to give a little background of AI, the definition of AI is for the machine to mimic human intelligence. And, we've been at it for a while. It's been close to 40, 50 years of AI right now. And when the semiconductor industry started, there was a fear that, initially a lot of jobs were created. And then they started getting used for automation. So there was a fear that a lot of jobs would disappear. So the same thing happened with every subsequent, when globalization happened, there was, jobs moving from one place to another. And there's been a lot of those phenomenon, but this is the first time that the machine is actually able to think, it's able to write, it does essays, it does so many things. So a lot of the questions that you raise, especially about the 300 million, are identify a huge change that is potentially coming up. So let me start by looking at one of the things I've learned as a technologist for the last 30 years. There is only so much amount of energy on the planet to solve problems. So whether, for an AI to work, for a ChatGPT to work, let's contrast it with the days of Google. In Google, you would scan, let's say you wanted to look for something, you would go through 20 sites and then say, okay, this is what I want to do. What a ChatGPT or an AI, generative AI can do is scan all those sites for you, distill that information, give it to you. It saves you, maybe a couple hours of work. But at the end of the day, it's giving you that information. So it definitely takes jobs that are likely to be automated and removes the automation out of them. So what jobs are going to disappear? Let's look at that 300 million a little bit deeper. First is anybody that's doing a lot of customer service interactions, I think that part is going to see a big hit, because you don't need to, use the phone anymore. You don't need complex questions. You remember, even today, if I go to a travel site and I say, can you find a better route for my return journey? I booked my ticket to Las Vegas. I'm coming back in 3 days, but you know what? I want to come back a day earlier. You got to do all the work of searching through that site, right? But let's say, so you end up getting frustrated calling a customer service representative. Today, the AI can do that. It can actually has the intelligence to look at the rules. It has the intelligence to talk to you and do some of that work. So I would say many jobs there are going to be reduced. Receptionists, and again, this is not meant to scare anyone. There is going to be an impact here. People are already using, even in Zoom conversations and things like that, people are already using AI, and it's going to happen even at the reception. The AI is smart enough to deal with some of these things. Then accountants and bookkeepers, a lot of AI powered automation is happening. And definitely on the sales side, some amount of work can be done by AI, but I feel a lot of jobs will actually move from customer service to BDR, because people are still not going to listen to an AI bot talking to them and doing outbound sales. I mean, people are not going to buy from a machine, however smart that might be. I think they will want to talk to a human being. The other area is that it has been a huge help on the research side. While a bunch of jobs might reduce, I feel the amount of research that will be generated is significantly higher. And finally, things like, automated work in warehouses, possibly underwriting documents like insurance, and things like potentially, some of the retail areas, there may be jobs that disappear. But let's just take a step back and kind of look at the three revolutions that happened. When the Industrial Revolution happened, a lot of jobs that were lost were manual labor in agriculture and artisan crafts. What was it replaced by? It was replaced by factory work, mechanical engineering, and urban development roles. So millions of people from rural agricultural work moved to urban industrial jobs. The number of jobs actually increased substantially. It just moved from one place to another. Then let's come to the next revolution, which was the semiconductors and computing. A lot of traditional manufacturing jobs got lost. A lot of clerical jobs got lost. But humongous number of jobs were created in software development, IT management, digital marketing, and the whole digital economy made its way into almost every business. Today, every business does digital marketing, whether they're selling, clothes or food or anything, there's digital marketing going on. So those jobs got created. In fact, if you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of jobs grew 11% every year from 2019 to 2029. That's the projection, which in this AI world, actually, it looks like jobs are being created more than they're being lost. Then when the internet era started, the post office over a period of time started shutting down or going into other areas. Lots of jobs were lost in postal services. In traditional retail, a lot of print media jobs started disappearing. But the jobs that got created were e-commerce, digital content, cybersecurity, and data analysis across the board. So e-commerce itself became a multi-trillion industry, with products being sourced globally and brought everywhere. The final revolution I want to talk about was the social media revolution, the social revolution. Conventional advertising marketing jobs disappeared. But a lot of social media jobs got created. And today, 50% of the world's population uses social media. So while the numbers are huge, there are new jobs that are going to be created. But it's a very dramatic transition. So I don't mean to, paint a sunshine scenario at all, because the number of jobs that are potentially transitioning are much higher than we've ever seen before with any of the other revolutions. in such a short period of time. The mitigating factor is that AI is democratized. Everybody has access to AI today. It's improving everybody from, you know, in almost every role, right? From agriculture to technology to a marketing person to a teacher, everybody's being positively improved by AI. And, you know, their family, their children, they all have access to it. So it's democratizing learning.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because one thing that we talked about on previous podcasts is this sensationalism of the evil beast being created. And, you know, again, I'm going to age myself, but the HAL 2000 taking over all of our actions, all of our thoughts, all of our processes. And when you read things like from Goldman Sachs, which again, reputable firm, you know, could replace the equivalent of 300 million jobs. What they don't put is the next sentence. You know, where do those go? You know, right now it's the picture of them on the street at going to the soup kitchen, you know, but the, like you just talked about, it's an evolution and it's how it, you know, how it continues to evolve. And, you know, I think also all of the jobs you talked about replacing, which again, they will, but there still is this certain human element that when AI goes by a rule-based logic, a lot of things that human beings do is emotion and that quote gut feeling that that we go by. You know, Bharat, I really need to catch this flight. I need to go see my son's baseball game. Well, rule-based is it's going to cost you $600 to change the flight. Very simple. AI can do that. They can change a flight online, on my telephone, whatever it is, but it's $600. A human being goes, you know what? You're a longtime customer of American Airlines. What we'll do is we'll, now, can we build rules around that? Sure. But it's a process. I still think there's a human element to it that is not going to go away. But in our previous podcast, we talked about embracing it, using AI as enhancements to your job, becoming better at your job. I mean, you talked about accounting and bookkeeping. If I can do two customers a week now with the use of AI, I may be able to do 10. Now, AI is not taking my job. I can just do 10 more. Now, that means someone else lost that customer, but you can see where the enhancement is. And again, sitting on your hands and saying, I'm not going to embrace AI, I'm scared of AI, you know, is definitely going to be the, you know, it's kind of the root of root of demise for a lot of these jobs.
Kevin, if I could jump in here, I just wanted to share a bit of research we've done at Unisense where we've gone the other way. As you know, we had a chance to introduce AI into the internet ad serving space in the late 1990s, and at that time we were trying, you know, the technology thought that it could, you know, do everything. Today we've come a full circle and we realize there's nothing that can really, there's no equal to human intuition. You take the example of Newton, just, you know, bear with me for a second. When the apple fell, there was no published document that ever talked about gravity. You know, he made the jump, he made the intuitive jump that there is something here that nobody's ever thought about before or written anywhere. And that created this whole science of Newtonian mechanics. And I feel that the ability to harness human intuition is going to become invaluable right now. So in Unisense, what we did is rather than have AI make all the decisions, we had the AI really understand the data and go into the nooks and crannies where it's very hard for, you know, or too time consuming for a person. For example, pick up all the intricacies of, you know, the fashion aesthetics and then bring it to a merchandiser to make those decisions or bring it to the retailer to make those decisions and create this, you know, merchandising cockpit where the retailer can use human intuition to guide the AI to look in areas where, you know, no one has gone before. And I think that's really where a lot of interesting things are happening. not just at the big technology firms, but in even in any small business. So with AI, you know, the things that I'm learning is I feel there are four different pillars. The first one is embrace lifelong learning. You know, you now have a very patient teacher that is can constantly answer all your questions. So just think about continuous upskilling and reskilling in any area, in your own domain, in technical skills, in soft skills. The second thing I would say is really develop soft skills. And these the AI systems today can help you. Critical thinking, creativity, and of course, one area where it can't help you is empathy, because that's where a lot of the you know, businesses are going to, you know, that's the direction they're going to go. Because like you said exactly, Kevin, the machine doesn't understand emotion, so you know, make that. The third thing I would say is be agile. You know, the roles are going to change dramatically, so don't try to guess. You know, at least I wouldn't. I would say I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where it's going. I don't think Gartner does either. But let's know that things are going to change. So there's business today. Let's go, you know, do it. Use the AI. It's going to morph in 2 years. Let's use the AI and really adapt to the new roles. And finally, I think specialization is going to be very, very important. So picking up the deep knowledge, especially in areas where human expertise is irreplaceable. You know, even take something as fundamental as cooking. You know, having that knowledge and having that expertise is going to make a difference. So I think these four pillars would really be something for people to keep in mind.
Well, you know, Brian, you actually talked about a couple of things Unisense is doing, and one thing that I think is really unique, and it's you know, it's true, it's kind of true love to my background, is digital advertising, and you know, it's a progression, right? We went from newspapers, direct mail, to digital, to email, to banners, to keywords, you know, you name it. The methodology and the logic behind each of those steps always stay the same. I mean, it's a, I've said many times in speeches, you know, you test, you test, you test, and then you test some more. It's all about analytics. You know, as a human being, as a team of human beings, we can check the performance on three landing pages, five cells of advertising with 10 ads in each. Well, now with AI, we can have 100 landing pages, you know, 200 cells, 50 ads in each, and get real-time data. And I think that's where enhancements on, but again, you're not removing the advertising manager. You know, what he or she's able to do now is take that data, you know, create ads that are actually resonating with the consumer, that are relevant, that are authentic. The landing pages do work. And it could be the color, the text, the image, the offer, the dot, dot, dot. I mean, you can go down all these things. But before, you would come to me and go, Kevin, where are we? And I'm like, ah, Friday, we'll have all the results, and then we'll come up with a new campaign by Monday. Well, now, where are we? You can look at the dashboard, and we have real time. So I think you can see where we haven't replaced the ad manager, but the ad manager has become more powerful than ever before. And I think that's, you know, you can tell that's where I find Unisense, the solution at Unisense, really powerful, because it not only does things with retail and clothing identification and image tagging and those type of things, but it also takes it on the advertising side. So I think that's huge. But
Yeah,
now,
Kevin, I just wanted to, you know, I think that's a great point you mentioned, especially since you come from the digital advertising world. I think that's the fact that the person creating the ads becomes so much more powerful, and is able to do so much more. I think that's a great point.
And Brad, I always think, well, what would it have been like when we were younger and doing this? If we had that, I mean, it would have been huge. But so another thing that I got to comment on, and I think it's, you know, I think it was a good comment, was, so we talk about what's going away, you know, the doom and gloom. Everybody loves that. You know, really, if I'm trying to find a career today and I'm coming out of college, or forget about coming out of college, you know, I want to do a pivot in my life. What do you see are jobs that, again, will not be replaced by AI? Will the AI be involved in it? 100%. I mean, it's going to be some element to it, but the fundamental dynamic change of the role itself, where do you see, I don't know, four or five, six, I don't know, whatever can come to the top of your head, of areas where you're just not going to see a major impact of replacing the role?
Yeah, I think that's a question that, as a technologist, I've asked myself for close to 40 years, Kevin. And what I've come to realize is, even though somebody like me who spends a lot of time with the machines, I've come to realize that it's the human aspect of these jobs that's irreplaceable. So a teacher is not merely imparting knowledge, right? They're actually instilling confidence. They are ensuring that the person learns something and feels that they're confident enough to deliver it. They're also doing so many other things, like instilling teamwork, giving them basic skills, life skills, and that comes only in a setting that has a great amount of humanness to it. So I think teachers are, the core. They are going to be there. They're just going to get these tools that make them even more effective. And I think they're now going to be available at scale. Like, you can now have a personal tutor for almost everybody on the planet. And not just the AI, but you also have a human being that's available to you. And I see that happening. Earlier, everything had to be classrooms, but now the whole thing's going to change. I feel it'll definitely, change the way we think about universities. That you don't have to take a huge loan and go to a great school, but you may have access to four or five teachers that can help you create the same experience and the same level of knowledge, that may allow you to do it at a fraction of the cost. Just a very different model. The second area is the legal profession. So there's so much strategy, negotiation, case analysis involved. I think AI will help them do a much better job. It'll help them sift through all the past data and create much more high quality arguments as well as decisions in the legal and judicial system. But you also know there's a huge personal and political angle to it, but I won't comment on that. That's not going away anytime soon.
You brought that up, and that was something that I was talking with someone about. Excuse me, in the legal space, and you think about the time to go to trial, and we've all watched great movies and television series of, I need 6 months to get ready. Well, that 6 months is to do research and to dig through thousands of journals of cases, and we're here with AI, we're able to go through thousands of journals in matter of minutes. And I think that's where, I mean, let's talk about it. If you've been found, you were accused of crime, and let's say you're innocent, the last thing you want to do is have this thing drag out for 2 years, and you're in jail waiting for it. Now you can see the whole judicial system being much more timely. But the big kicker is the lawyer is not going to go away. The judge isn't going to go away. The court reporter is not going to go away. Now, they could, but again, there's certain elements too where even the court reporter itself takes down notes that could be expressions, could be something like that, compared to what AI would read. So I didn't mean to cut you off. What other areas do you see that,
I think leadership, company leadership, they are definitely, going to play even more important role. Whether someone's a small business owner or, a CEO of a large company, these jobs are going to, their demands are going to be much higher. And the roles become invaluable because you're not just managing through the human intelligence, also managing artificial intelligence, trying to make the best of both. In fact, companies are going to produce products that are 10 times better than they were with the same amount of time. It may not be the end product, but at least the concept behind the product is going to advance really fast. So this is going to need really great management of finances in order to get the objectives, and hopefully it'll mean more companies succeed. The next area are anyone managing human capital. Human capital is going to become extremely valuable. I don't think it's going to lose value. It's going to become even more valuable because it is not just it's a person that's enhanced by all the knowledge of AI and knows how to deploy it in your setting, and that's not going to be easy to teach. And at the same time, because of the displacement, because of what the world's going through, the external world conditions, I think the mental health is going to is already an area that is growing in terms of the number of jobs and the people. The stigma is also going away from seeking mental health, so it is definitely going to be one of the big areas. And then finally, with the advent of robotics, areas like surgery and medicine, I think, are going to expand tremendously. One is home health aids. Home help for medicine is going to be much more easily available. They don't need to do a lot of the extensive work, but they can be much more effective in home nursing and areas like that. And at the same time, at the high end, surgeons can take advantage of the AI and micro robotics and be able to do even more. And finally, everyone dealing with in the technology area, it's going to create more jobs. People are going to say, hey, we're going to lose a lot of jobs. Yes, but I think more and more people can afford it, as you'll find that smaller companies will get created, one person, two person companies powered by the strength of, the AI that can program itself, and it will be ubiquitous. If I'm running my own, mom and pop store, and I need to get some programming done, I can get it done for a few $100. And having that access is going to create a lot of people that can offer this at scale. And at the same time, people that have fixed machines, do computer analysis, a system analyst is going to be a very valuable profession. And finally, how much ever the AI composes poetry or music or art, there's a certain human touch to it, which is in our inherent vulnerability, if I could go out and say that. And the AI is always going to get it right. But I think being human is not about getting it right. It's about getting it, in a way that really resonates with other people. So I think art writing is just going to stand out, Kevin. Because today the machine can produce stuff that looks like art and that looks like great literature. But when you read it, it doesn't. I'm just speaking from the heart. It doesn't touch you at the core. You
I
just
think it's
don't feel
also,
anything.
oh, I'm sorry, bro, but I think what it also does is, it takes elements from 2,000 poets and merge it together and writes a great poem. But if you read each poem individually, like you said, there is something that touches your heart. It's something that resonates of your past or something that occurred to you in your life, where it will write a poem. And it will be grammatically correct, and it'll have the right number of words. And if I gave it to anybody to pass a class, it'd go great. But if you ask me to define it and tell me what it means, it's a total different thing. And can it regurgitate and paint something similar to the Mona Lisa? Absolutely.
In fact, what the machine will do, it will make content much easier to access. And again, we've seen this with Unisense already. Imagine everybody takes a 1 minute video of something interesting that happened during the day. So you have like 5 billion 1 minute videos. Today, there's no good way to sift through it and based on your mood to see the things that are interesting for you. The AI can get smarter and smarter, allowing you to sift through content that people have created, paving the way for more content creation, more content monetization than we've ever seen before. It's not the same role as, designing ads, but it is something that the industry is going to move to. So I come back to my original point that there is going to be jobs that are created, but this time around, it requires a concerted effort for people to come together and handle the transition in a smoother way.
You know, you brought up a great point, Brad. And I'm looking at the clock. We got about another 4 or 5 minutes. But, you know, there's a story that I think about Phil Mickelson, great golfer, lots of controversy. But again, he's a phenomenal golfer. He came out and he started playing golf with these sunglasses. People searched and searched to try to find out what those glasses are. You know, with Unisense and AI now, you're able to identify those glasses. Not only identify it, but find out where they're sold, their best prices. So imagine, you know, the retail benefit and the idea that before you and I would sit there with two laptops going, they look like this, but they're not that. And you know, with AI, we're able to take it. And again, I don't even know where I went with that. I was just thinking about something you said where, you know, this idea of the consumer experience. And making it more seamless. I think that's where AI comes into it. But again, it's not changing the world. It's changing the world, but it's not changing us. And so the same thing about looking for the sunglasses, you know, I never found them. I never found them until maybe 5 months later, and someone else found them, and I found it in a blog. That's where you can see where the evolution of AI is going to make a huge impact in our daily lives. And you know, and then on a funny note, I just think of laying on the couch with a computer next to me and him asking me questions of how I feel and what was my problems of today. And I can't see it replacing you know, in the mental health space by any means. So I think what I'm going to do too is I keep working back, and you see this in a lot of our podcasts, that I keep trying to loop it back to kind of the initial kind of opening statements. And again, 300 million jobs is scary. It really is. I mean, that's a lot of people. But replacing the job, it doesn't talk about enhancing, changing. And I think some of the things you said, you know, midstream, where, you know, if you don't want to embrace learning and you put your hands up and go, you know, I do this, I'm never going to change, well, you're in trouble. But that's not AI, that's life. I mean, that's everything. If I just go, the only time I do advertising is direct mail. Well, I'm not going to have a job because it's evolving and changing. You have to continue to learn. And also the biggest thing I think you took away, or I've taken away from what you said, is to be agile. You know, embrace change, look at it, you know, ask about it, and also realize that, you know, if I used to pick up the phone on a switchboard, and now I'm able, you know, AI is able to route everybody to the right offices. You know, what's my next step? You know, and what's my next role? And I think that's where embracing AI is a big deal. So, you know, go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, no, I think that says it all, Kevin. And just looking at the job growth from 2019 to 2029 projected means that there's some phenomenon already happening where the jobs are moving in a different direction, new jobs are being created. And I think the important thing is to just switch right now. Don't wait for everything to get stable, that it is a dynamic system, and the AI is changing things. But then I always come back to there's only so much energy on the planet to harness for computing, and so the AI is only going to solve a finite set of problems, not every problem. So for all the rest, there's still going to be a huge need, and it will be hard to replace.
Well, that's great. Brad, thank you so much. Again, you know, it's a running joke, and I've actually got comments on some of my things I say over and over again, such as we went over again, Brad. But you know, the idea is that, you know, when we get on these topics and they are interesting, and I think it resonates with people out there. I mean, if you want to enjoy life, just watch the news for 2 days straight, and you will believe AI is changing everything known to man. And I think what this podcast does is give us that insight that it isn't changing everything. It is enhancing. And then on an administrative level, we are going to we will do our guest speaker in our guest I guess podcast guest coming up in the grocery space, and we're going to get into detail on that. We also are going to look at a couple other ones. I'm kind of giving it a sneak peek. We are going to look at architecture. We're going to look at real estate, and then we're going to talk about banking. And when you think about all of these, I mean, they're exciting. They're fun. So I look forward to our next podcast. And again, Bharat, thank you so much as always.
Thanks,
This was
Kevin.
great. And have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everyone. Keep those questions coming.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.